That's the one thing people can't deny, that like the purple bowl cuts, as annoying as all that was, they did make a bunch of old white dudes have to like just face one little thing, like, yeah, maybe I can't say that or this. It's like, it's not a totally bad thing.
Yeah.
But it's all their solutions to everything are ridiculous and unworkable, but everyone went kind of like, yeah, I guess being a slave must have sucked a little bit. Like, I don't know. I
have to admit that whole slavery thing was a bit of a fuck up.
Or because they're like, what? Come on, man. Hey, just work.
This guy's working. Jeez.
Just to deny the psychological reality of an entire group of people.
We ripped apart their family totally and sent dominated. Them to a different world. What the hell? We worked them to death. So what?
That was what, like two grandmoms ago, dude? Come on, there's so many grandmoms.
They couldn't go to college like during when I was in college. So
it did elevate the cultural consciousness, but
it did.
But then again,
at what cost, dude? Do we have to deal with, if I have to watch one more libs of TikTok of some fucking rainbow haired kindergarten teacher being like, I talk to all my gay students. Like, bro, they're in kindergarten. They're all gay.
Yeah.
Every one of them. They're all fucking gay.
Yeah, but the problem is people, the average person is like a bottle rocket mentally. You just give them an idea and they're just fucking like, and they go all
that was a Roman, dude.
Oh, I was going off my head.
That's exactly what that dude was doing.
Fuck, I'm out of here.
You Roman saluted.
Black man on it?
They took him off?
God damn it.
Why can't black dudes be on food products? What the fuck is going on?
Because white people get offended.
True.
If you put out an Aunt Jemima in front of me, I'm going to go, how dare you? Not after what happened to George Floyd. Get rid of that.
You're squeezing out the syrup like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
George. Get that syrup bottle.
What? What you got?
Oh, they made it smaller? That seems
they
even more racist.
Them?
Yeah, they made it smaller.
Rick Moranis was like, I got this, guys. Don't worry.
It's a small.
That's who punched him. That might have been Zadam Rand himself. Zadam Rand.
Why'd you shrink my ass, Rick?
You motherfucker done shrunk my ass. Shrunk my ass on the goddamn jambalaya box. There's that motherfucker right there. What are the odds? Lucky day.
I forgot he got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, knocked the fuck out.
Like, you know, your point. Like, if white people should be like, we're not all that white.
Yeah.
Like, Guy Fieri's on TV like, whoa, this sauce is gangsta.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, get him the fuck out of here.
True. No, that's true. Well, there's also... The problem is a lot of this stuff, the media narrative has been guided by like super elite whites. So it's like, you know, you have, again, the knapsack, invisible knapsack of white privilege was written by Peggy McIntosh. Dude, if you actually read that document that this shit's based off of, she had things in there like, well, yeah, I'm white. So if I write a thing, it's going to get published. And it's like, but yeah, that's the people who are perpetuating this. Cause I think there's people who are like thought leaders in these industries who are like, probably had them for sure. Had slaves.
Had them.
Yeah, man, dude. If you're on a trust fund for three generations, most likely
fucking absolutely
someone either had slaves or like didn't have slaves but like bought stuff directly. Like
had them, dude.
Call a guy and be like, would you get your slaves in order so you can fill these things? Like there was, dude, that's how those dudes made. Yes. If you have generational wealth from that age,
yes,
you most likely either, again, had slaves, were very slave adjacent. Where you're like, your boy had slaves, and you're kind of like, yo, fucking hook me up.
Leo, let me get some chores.
In reality, if that's the case, and dude, that's the thing too with the Oscars and all that shit. These people, we need to do this. It's like, dude, you have like $25 million at your disposal.
Yeah.
You could easily live off of $2 million. If you mean this shit, fork fucking give up half of that. If you're all about this, give up half of that, dude. There's like there's NYU professors who are like, oh, we're communists. It's like, you're a communist professor who makes $250,000 a year. It's like, and also
they have
sells
answers
books.
For that.
Well, they're like, well, I'm just, this is the system.
Yeah.
It's like, they that's have cool. answers. But how do you share? What's your, if I broke down your financials, how do you use your resources? Do you use them in a communistic fashion? Because you're perfectly free to do so.
I'm just gonna dig into this a little bit. Let's talk. Who would you say? If
yeah,
you had to
pedophilia
guess.
Is a big thing. That's
how many media companies are there really? I think it was like six, you're saying?
Something like that. Yeah.
I pick up what you're putting down.
It's just crazy to me that like Hollywood made all like all racism in entertainment is because of Hollywood, and then now they're like canceling people because they think they're not woke enough. It's like,
well, the Me Too is my
just
favorite.
Love it. You guys started the issue, like you guys started the problem, and now it's this massive guilt trying to cover it up.
Well, Me Too is tight because it was for like there was like factory workers in Detroit getting just like raped against like boilerplates. And then, like, there was, like, actresses being like, I felt weird at this party. And everyone was like, holy shit. Yeah. This is an issue.
Yeah.
There was ladies just getting, like, punched in the butthole on the assembly line. Some celebrity lady was just like.
Yeah, nobody.
Somebody was mad at me in Transformers.
Nobody cares.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They paraded him out. They paraded the OG Me Too's. And, like,
what's her name talked about that? The writer.
M. Night Shyamalan?
It's also like, I don't know, I'm not saying Snoop is bad, but like anytime you toss like Snoop on TV, or he like, first off, he's in the NHL game for some reason. He just comes up to the booth.
Really?
He's like, what's cracking, Dizzle? Oh, Bizzle. It's just like, dude, every white, this must be so many white kids' first interactions with a black dude. Mm-hmm. And it's just a guy dressed like he sells candy in the future. Like just some fucking retarded guy walking around like, oh, Basil. It's like, and then they have a show now on Vice that's just 2 Chainz going around. Basically, they're just filming his reaction to things.
Really?
It's just 2 Chainz being like, how did you get so much money? He's literally just a retarded guy. I mean, no, 2 Chainz is actually pretty smart, but, you know, the character he plays.
Yeah.
Is not.
I'm a big fan of T-Pain's School of Business. I think that's also on Dr. Drama. It's like if I turn on my TV, there's these weird like internet channels that come on and teach 2 Chainz or not 2 Chainz. T-Pain's School of Business is so fucking funny. It's just him. It's just Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. It's just
Guy Fieri with T-Pain.
Just being like same thing. Like, how'd you start this business? And, like, I did this. He's like, man,
that's pretty awesome. Good.
That's pretty cool.
It's just him. But all of a sudden, everybody in the comments is like an expert on Arthurian mythology. Yeah, but you know more than...
I watch the Joseph Campbell videos on YouTube.
That's more than every single one. If you have Black Lives Matter in your profile, you don't know anything about King Arthur.
True. That's fair
enough. Go on the record. Yes.
Ethnic pride, it like helps people's mental health. So if you get people like pumped on their ethnicity, it helps. And it was just a study of black people. And I was like, that's kind of weird. So like, does this translate to white people? If I got like really pumped on being white, they're like, don't you dare. Dude, they spaz. And I was like, that's just a fucking good question. I'm like, should I be pumped on my ethnicity? Like, will that help me? And they were like, that's not what this is about. The lady.
It's exactly what it's about.
The teacher went, let me guess, you're Irish, right? And I was like,
whoa.
I was like, yeah.
Whoa.
What's up with that? And she's like, that's an ethnicity. I was like, so black's not an ethnicity. She was like, well, and I was just kind of like, all right. I'm just saying that's a fucking weird study. I hope everyone feels good about themselves. But I'm like, I don't know if you want to be a I don't know if that one has to make the front lines of the medical health stuff of being like, here's what you got to do. Take 2 trips down to Irish Weekend and your anxiety will disappear.
By the way, that's the fucking mecca of anxiety. Waking up after Irish Weekend from Philadelphia, just like, ah.
True.
It's finally come down to whatever town in Arkansas they were in.
Yeah.
That's got to be like, holy shit, I've told everybody I would shove it up those guys' ass if I saw them, dude. I got to do it.
And some guy nervously comes up. He's like, you're white.
You're actually white. You know something, man? You're actually white.
Oh, God, I said it.
Yeah, those. But again, there's also a very funny trend in this country of filming retarded white people and being like, look how racist white people are.
Yeah.
And it's just like some fucking cracked out old lady saying the N-word at a 7-Eleven, and it's like.
But can't we say that's how the media has been with black people? Look how aggressive they are. I'm going to sit back.
Yeah, they did that in the 90s for 10 years.
Yeah, and it wasn't great.
Huh?
They still do it now.
Where?
Not like now, but like within the past like 5 years, like black people have still been like portrayed as aggressive.
Black people have been portrayed as aggressive?
Yeah.
Or have they been portrayed as too weak and effeminate? Which one is it, Lemaire?
Whoa.
Which one do you believe it is?
I said the first one.
You think the first one?
Wait, okay. Let me sit back. You call me. I'll sit back. Wait. I don't know, dude, the news.
No, I thought you said like they were trying to like emasculate black men.
No, on TV.
Yeah.
On TV, like in entertainment.
Lemaire, would you put on the dress?
No.
But so you like, I don't know, every time I see like a video of like a group of black dudes beating the shit out of a white person, it's usually like she can't believe they said the N-word. You know?
Yeah, so you're
usually like before this video they said the N-word.
But like you're
what an idiot. They deserved this ass beating. No, that tends to be the videos now. Yeah, the fucking I don't know. The being a hipster outside is it reminds me of truthfully now that we're talking about it, I brought it up I think last week. It holds up as a very funny video of this dude wearing a Black Lives Matter banner in Arkansas, dude. Dude's pulling up in trucks and being like, "You're fucking white, man. Put that shit away." And then riding off. It's so funny. I mean, obviously a couple of them go too far, but it's clear. I mean, they see a white dude wearing it.
Yeah.
So they're like, "Shut the fuck up." You know what I mean?
It's gotta piss him
off. Would be slight. I'm sure it would be a little different if it was a black dude.
I'm sure.
Don't get me wrong. He'd be getting hit
out of windows up.
He'd be getting hit with some hard heckles.
You think so?
Undoubtedly. But not as hard as a honky.
In Arkansas? In Willie Clinton's neighborhood,
like, I think it was like the home of the Klan, this town.
Oh, that's right.
It was like one of the main Klan.
He was like, I'm going to go wear this.
He wore a Black Lives Matter billboard out front of a Walmart in Arkansas. People were like, get the fuck out of here. What's wrong with you, man?
Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, you probably want to fuck Bill Gates, too, don't you, you fucking homo? The vaccine's not real. Just drive off. They all hit him with as many conspiracies as they could, like, right away. Like, it's fake. Although, I have been watching the NBA, and it makes me laugh every time. Like, the whole court is Black Lives Matter. Everything's Black Lives Matter. Like, people's jerseys are like, we matter. They basically have XFL jerseys on. They're like, he hate me. Y'all hate me. It's so funny.
What's up with baseball? Wasn't there a lot of fights?
There's a white dude with Ally. That's the best one. You see that what, fucking
they
bald
really
dude?
Do that?
Yeah, they have, instead of names, it's like, say her name, Ally. It's equality. Equality is the one that's going around. It's pretty funny because it's a white dude swatting. He's about to pin a black dude against the backboard. It just says equality.
They
on the
have
back
that for real?
Yes. Every time I see it, I'll be watching it with Phil, and I'll be like, oh, yeah. Have you seen that? Like every time they're like Black Lives Matter, I'm like, hey, Phil, have you heard about this Black Lives Matter thing?
No, I'm sorry. I think that's the only way you can handle that. Rather than being, sir, like start like blocking a black dude. You're like, hey, whoa, hey, get out of here. Come on. What are you doing? What, are you crazy? Come on, get out of here.
Look, there's certain jokes I shouldn't make. But instead of segregating like left or right, you should segregate like front and back.
You think we're going to do that, dude? Yeah. Wow.
Let me like, Groom's family up front. I apologize. Dude, don't you dare just crush your seltzer. I apologize for the racist remark I made. That was stupid.
You love it, dude.
Love what?
You love that kind of stuff.
That stuff's crap, dude.
It's the epitome of ignorance.
It's crap, dude. I don't even think it's funny.
But no, that we'll never do that.
You'd never. Of course not.
I stand with everybody. And then, you know, now it's like, you know, tides turn to hit white people with it. And they're like, hey, we hate racism so much that we're going to attack white people based on the color. And it's like, you know, whatever. I'm not even, you know, I'm not
good
mad.
For white people for at least staying true to how we attack things. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, we used to attack people for not being white.
Yeah.
That's always been the barometer. Yeah. It's like, oh, wait, are you white? Yeah. Get out of here if you're not. And then now it's like, wait, are you white? That's bad. Did you know you're bad?
And that's, it's like.
A good barometer.
The problem is if you take
a little barometric pressure, huh? What do you know about that?
Barometric pressure, bro?
A lot of our guys are probably pretty bummed. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. You can be bummed. You're allowed to be bummed.
Yeah.
But don't let it take up too much time.
No.
Because it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, it doesn't at all.
It literally doesn't matter. You'll be all right.
And we're getting united, so.
We are getting united by the liberals really literally dancing in your fucking face.
Don't worry, we'll all be forcibly instilled with a sense of new morality. It'll be totally fine.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, totally nothing. Nothing to go wrong here.
Thinking about purchasing his school and naming it the Robert E. Lee School for Whites Only. I'm going to name it Neanderthal Robert E. Lee Ronald Reagan Richard Nixon Academy.
What about school for the Aztec school for the lads?
Aztec school for the lads would go crazy.
That'd be tight.
I think making it, hold on, the Robert E. Lee, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon school for higher learning, and then actually dumping a ton of money into it and making it really successful and actually helping the community just as a bit, dude.
Remember when like universities started doing Ebonics? They don't do that anymore, do they?
Was that a thing for real?
I swear to God, I think that was like maybe one or two places did that.
Ah, I like it.
I might go back and major in it.
Yeah,
I like it. Like,
that's fat.
Yeah, that class would be so funny to sit in.
Cap.
Yeah, calling Cap would be so nice.
Yo, Cap. Teach.
Just trying to figure out when to say type shit. Like, I don't exactly know how to put it into a conversation.
Type shit is so nice.
They yeah. should study Ebonics. That'd be sick.
That would be tight, man. I think that was like
the
thing.
Origin.
It's still a thing. I guess if you do linguistics, maybe it's just like a... Because I remember just back in the day, you'd hear about it. I didn't know anything about... Like, I didn't know the specifics. But I remember they like busted that out on colleges. We're like, we got to... It could have just been like just linguistics. Like, let's dive into this.
Shit.
But I don't know. I don't know a motherfucking thing.
Faculty is the word I was looking for.
There you go.
I'm an idiot. I was like, where the fuck is professors?
Guys. Nerds. Damn. Direct me to your talking nerds.
Damn, everybody here is a made-up name.
For real?
The faculty directory.
What kind of, what are we working with?
I don't feel like naming
these
boys.
Yeah, don't name names. Oh, who's that guy?
Are they Caucasoids?
Some are. Oh,
is
Gardini,
that what y'all call
there you
each
are.
Other?
Yeah, there's one for you.
What?
Is it Caucasoids?
That's what I call them.
I like that.
What thing is this?
This.
What's it apart?
I hate to be a jerk, but it looks like engineering.
Oh. That's why everyone has made up names. That's why everyone has made up names.
There's not one. There we go. There he is.
There he is.
There's one guy.
Yeah, that's but engineering is going to be... Dude, I didn't do engineering in school.
Every name is
yo.
Fucking gibberish.
That guy's last name is kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it is. What the fuck?
Yeah, engineering, dude. Drexel was in engineering school, and like I had teachers I like couldn't understand, just for like math classes.
That's who's coming over here to battle us.
Yo.
That's a final boss.
Lemise, can you handle...
Lemise, you're done for.
Get an engineering professor to come debate like critical race theory.
Yeah,
it's like I don't this isn't my area of expertise, but shut up, nerd. Talk. Yeah. Do big words.
Yeah,
I
was wondering.
It's usually a comeback.
I liked at the very end when they just put in all their white guys and they were just breaking threes the whole time. When your whites are missing threes, it's like
yeah,
you're done.
That's bad. That's bad stuff. Yeah, they threw in the fucking scrub squad at the very... You can tell they're like, all right, fuck this game, we'll get it next one.
I think we can get one more at home. I don't know about this very next one, but we can get one more at home.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I do think Boston's going to come back strong. So when you're missing like that, you're just like, all right, I got the worst over. Yeah. Now I'm just going to start firing.
Yeah, they never shoot like that. That's the problem. That was probably their worst game all season, shooting. But that might be defense. Might be the matchup.
Lemaire's evil ass.
Because he's a hater.
He is a hater.
He's a hater. He pretends he's not
he's
a hater.
He's an actual hater.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to watch.
Which
the game.
Which is crazy for a guy who doesn't really give a fuck about sports.
He just wants
like
to see
he's just
his
a video game. He's an anime wrestling video game guy, and then he'll be like, "Fuck the Sixers." He's just an evil.
You're
an evil.
We were all
fucker.
Happy for you to see Cody Rhodes.
What do you mean?
It's owned by a management group, right? It's not owned by one guy. It's owned by a group of people who are
so that's why you don't like them?
Yeah, because their only goal is to make money, not to be good or win.
What the fuck do you think
they're
all doing?
What do you think wrestling is? Huh? What do you think wrestling is?
No, I'm saying that's not in the spirit of sports, though. Like, when it's like Larry Ballmer owning the Clippers are going to try. But when it's like a group of dudes who own, like, five teams.
I've never heard this before. This is exciting to me. Yeah. You think if there's more than one owner...
No, it's a managing group. It's like venture capitalists, like own the team.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's still the team. It's still the coach. No, it's still the players.
They're just trying
still
to make money. They're not trying to like win. They're just trying to make sure they milk money out of people.
I don't know what the Dallas Cowboys have been doing, but I think they're just trying to make money.
Yeah, but then the goal is to win because that makes the most money.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
It's probably better to win than to not
true.
Win.
It's definitely true. Gets and, people in the seats if you're good.
Yeah, and you can still be a single owner, but they probably have investors too. You know what I mean? So,
what do you mean you don't think that's true?
I don't think you have to win.
You
to
sell
money.
More merch if you win the Super Bowl. Do.
What about the Cleveland Browns?
What about the Cleveland?
They sell out every year, but they never win.
But what about the Green Bay Packers? They've got a team ownership. You know, like the
win.
City owns
they,
the
they,
team.
They win. They
but
have
they don't
a
have a single crazy. Owner. That's everybody buys in. Everybody. It's
like
a community.
For example, the Flyers.
Yeah.
They've sucked for a decade.
Yeah.
now they're back. This now it's like packed when they play.
Yeah.
And they're actually like, even the players are like, holy fuck, I didn't even know it could be like this. And it's like they're selling out every, like, you understand?
Yeah. But are they owned by a management group or are they owned by like a guy?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to point out that winning helps financially.
Yeah, I agree.
Winning helps financially.
Yeah.
But it was owned by a management group, kind
of. Yeah, for the most part. There's usually, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's a good theory, though. I like the idea of it, of being like, you know, I want a guy.
This,
you know,
so this isn't a super. Yeah.
Just put up like.
I don't know if I've
spoken. It's an interesting reason for you to just not like to talk shit on Nate's team. Yeah, you guys you don't even have a single owner.
That's crazy. Do you know the F45 gyms?
Huh?
Have I ever told you about the F45 gym man?
No.
There was an Australian man who invented that kind of gym, and then he came out and he started buying teams. He came to America and he started buying teams, but he like didn't have huge money. So he bought like a rugby league team, and I think like a very low level baseball team, but he named them after a cocktail that he was inventing. I think I'm getting this right. I'm going to like, his name was Adam Gilchrist, mm-hmm. and he called them like the Gilgronis because he was going to come out with his own personal cocktail called like the Gilgroni, like a Negroni, but Gilgroni's for his name.
Nice. Yeah.
But then he went bankrupt. And the cocktail never came out, but the team had 2 years of playing
as the
in Austin.
The Gilgronis.
And they changed the name. And, like, people were very upset who were fans of the team. And everything about it, I'm not saying that he was necessarily a huge cocaine addict, but
yeah.
Everything about it screams. He bought two teams. He named them both after cocktails that never came out. He was found to be illegally paying the players or something. And then they just weren't allowed to play in the playoffs. And now they folded, and now there's no team in Austin.
And that's a single owner, LeMayor. See, that's what happened. That was a tire.
Am I getting this right?
You need the checks and balances of an organization.
Man. You know who else had a single owner? Germany.
True. You want a strong man. I think you're just missing Vince McMahon, honestly. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
You miss Vince.
I think he's projecting his Vince loss onto the Sixers.
How'd you feel about Mania?
Oh, yeah.
Let me say something, brother. I'm kind of glad I didn't go.
Really?
Yeah. What about Cody Rhodes?
Cody won. That was nice.
Yeah.
It was cool, but celeb mania, dude.
There was a lot of celebs.
Celeb mania.
Also, Cody Rhodes kind of like weekend dadded you. He's like, come on, buddy. We'll go to WrestleMania.
He did.
Peace.
He did.
Cody Rhodes never reached back in.
Big promises to LeMayor. LeMayor had his bags packed. Be like, daddy's coming to get me soon. Never came.
That's how the tree went there.
I didn't even
want to go to WrestleMania. It wasn't even a good one.
He didn't say anything. And then, like, the day before, he was like, Shane, can you ask Cody Rhodes if I can go to WrestleMania? I was like, no, dude.
He has to fly me to WrestleMania.
How to get to Vegas for, like, $150 on, like, planes.
Yeah, it's cheap as hell, dude. No, Vegas is, like, notoriously cheaper, right? Because they, like, are incentivized.
Like, direct flights are, like, $800.
Oh, for Mania.
Some workarounds. Yeah.
I was
talking
Vegas
about
like
a connecting flight?
Huh?
You talking about a connecting flight?
No, yeah. I was going to take a flight to Burbank and get off in Vegas because it stops in Vegas.
Dude, that you should have done your personal road to WrestleMania where you just got meta glasses and just like filmed the whole journey of like, I'm going to get in here one way or the other.
Bus ticket.
What do you mean get off?
I thought a bus was on the plane.
What do you mean get off at a different stop?
No, I got it. That's smart.
You mean a connecting flight?
No, but you get the connecting flight to another location.
And you get off.
Get off in the middle.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You don't get back on at the connecting flight.
Okay.
That's very sneaky.
So you just get off and you're out.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm in Vegas. This is where I want to go.
Smart.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was possible.
They tried to hold me and Nate had to do that. We got rerouted and ended up in Cleveland. And we had to go to Cincinnati or one or the other. And then we like landed in the place where we could just drive and be there. And the lady was like, you guys can't get off the plane. And I was like, I'm getting off the plane. I have a car rented. She's it's not safe. And I was like, I don't feel safe right now on this plane. I got to go. I was telling Nate, I was like, bro, I'm about to fake a heart attack. You're going to have to do it too. So I was going to be like, oh, and Nate would be like, oh, me too. We got to go. Yeah, but the pilot was chill. He was like, yo, they can get off, man. Just let them off. I didn't tell you about this. Some guy tried to like flight big dick me. He's like, dude, I fly like 300 times a year. This is not a big deal. I was like, I'm not saying it's a big deal. I just have to leave this plane. Like, get the fuck out of my face, dude. Trust me, brother. This is nothing. All right, man. Fuck out of here.
God.
I was like, I just have to go. Because if I went back to Chicago and then got stuck there, I would have, like, missed the show.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not a big deal. Like, okay, it's cool, man.
Yeah, who are you?
Shut up.
Stay out of it.
Get out of here.
You fucking idiot.
But yeah, it was nice. But yeah, I was worried because I also thought too. I was like, yeah, who cares if I just like disobey the stewardess? I won't be able to fly United. I don't even like United.
How much
like
I
that.
Don't like myself. I could see myself doing that.
What?
That awful behavior of sitting next to somebody and being like, I take a lot of flights. This is nothing. I could catch myself in a moment of being a giant douche.
Someone next to me.
I don't think I would. But,
yeah.
Well, I'm saying I'm capable of that. That would be something I would regret.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I could be like, I fly all the time. Just to a stranger.
I say it, I'll catch myself saying it at like the airport where I'll just be, yeah, same thing. Like, yeah, I fly a good amount. But I would never, interjecting in a person trying to gain freedom from the airline to be like, dude, you just got to stay here. It's like, well, dude, I'm not going to a fucking corporate banquet where I can just not show up.
I would think to myself, this guy must be freaking out if at the connecting flight, he's just like, you know what? I'll get out here and I'll drive.
Yeah.
Be like, dude.
Yeah, you're fine.
Fly a lot. This happens.
That's how all the airports are built, is to turn us against one another, so we don't unify and rise up. I've thought about this a lot as to why are airports the uniquely? There's not like a nice traditionally designed airport. They're all cold angles and glass and judgment, split you up, make you feel atomized, so that when there's a delay or whatever, you don't unify, you don't band together. They want you turning.
Sorry, while you're talking, the fucking Ren flew right back into the box.
I'm very impassioned about airport design.
I heard a theory that they're actually...
This, my house looks like the new LaGuardia. This thing fucking blows.
I heard a theory they're thin zones where it's like people are dislocated from like time. You don't know, like you're different. Like
a casino. In an airport.
Well, they were talking more like it's almost like a dream space where you're kind of like no one knows, like you're in a different place. You don't know what if you're going to get to go or not. The time zones are all scattered. So kind of fuck people. That's why people freak out.
What's that music? I can't figure out what that music is that plays when they play a liminal space on a reel. It's been stuck in my head for days. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like Donkey Kong music.
Yeah.
It's like underwater Donkey Kong music. It makes time it pops up on the reel, I don't even know. I don't even look at the meme. I just feel sad.
I've been watching people get kicked off. The Midwest Safety is taking over my algorithm.
How good is Midwest Safety?
What's Midwest Safety?
Best, dude.
It's just long body cam videos.
It's
great.
Dude.
Great narration. The guy breaks down the story.
Yep. The officer recap. I like the officer. He was a Philly officer, by the way.
Was he Philly?
Yeah. He recaps, like, this is what happens. Hey, it's very common. I'm so ready to now for civilian disturbances. I was in Phoenix recently, and I saw this homeless lady. You know, she, like, went and met up with her, like, homeless boyfriend, and they were sitting outside a pizza place eating. And at one point, the guy was like, "That's fucking bullshit." And I was like, "I might have to intervene right now." And I looked over, and the lady just went, "What are you looking at?" And I was like, "Whoa, what the hell?"
You should have said, "I've been watching a lot of Midwest Safety." Just so you know,
I will call the cops right now.
I will pull the trigger. So if you move quickly at all, kill 15 shots into your fucking car.
There was one, it was sad, but there was a guy who was pretending to work on a house, and he was just, I think he was probably just like stealing the pipes or whatever. So the cops, like, he's like, "No," he's like, "I'm working here, guy." And he was like lying, but it seemed like he was smooth with it in his head, but he was also like, he would say the same thing over and over. You go, "Place is a shithole, you guys got to see." He kept trying to do like contractor talk, and they're like, "So what are you doing in here?" And he's like, "Plumbing job. Don't pump a job. I'm a drywall company." And they'd be like, "Okay." And, you know, and eventually he's like, "The lady said you didn't get hired." And he was just like, "I got a gun." He ran inside. Nice. He just ran inside and he did suicide by cop. It was sad.
Oh, yeah.
Just shot him in the head.
It's really.
Oh, it's pretty. It's like Cops, but really like intense. On HBO Cops, basically. Kill him. And then the cops come. They're like, "Oh, he shot him." There's that. You get to see him talk shop, and they're sitting there and they're like, because he did like brandish what looked like a weapon at them. And the one cop rolled up. He goes, "Yo, I knew that guy. Guy, he was a boxer, man. He would have fucked you up, dude. If you guys had a fight, that guy knocked people the fuck. Sucked at jiu-jitsu. Terrible. He was fucking badass."
Over his body.
They're just eulogizing. He's badass boxer, though, man. This guy was great. And then they're like, "All right, we got to get him out of here. He's dead."
There's so many good ones. There's dude, one. Awesome. There's one. I mean, it's obviously really sad because it's a guy with like PTSD and clearly like a meth roid rage type thing. But he's on the bottom floor of this like apartment complex. So his windows go out into like the courtyard part. But they're like, while they're approaching, they're like, we got a disturbance. And then they look into the room and you see him in the corner, like naked, just like stand up, and he's gigantic. He's like, "Ah!"
Oh, no.
And then he comes through the window to fight all the cops.
And he's so bit. They're like, please stop. Stop. Stop, dude. And he's like, which one of you want to fucking die tonight? He like chases them all.